Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's great, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city. State to say that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of cake, I will grow now, I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low, I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re up with that re up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Yo, 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 mic check, 1, 2, mic check, 1, 2. This is Mo Benz, and this is another edition of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. So I'm your host for this evening. I'm going to be holding this down for like the first half an hour of the show, you know what I'm saying? Then Black will call in and we'll get into our topic. So it's just me, you know what I'm saying? Unless I get any callers to call in or whatever. So I'm just going to hang out with the people. I'm kind of over here hanging out with my wife a little bit. She like right in front of me and she think like, oh, you born as fuck. How you going to hold down like a whole half an hour of me just rambling, talking my shit? But I'm like, yo, man, as long as I got my audience, if y'all tuned in, that means y'all fucking with me. So I'm about to just, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to just talk my shit for this half an hour, man. So I hope y'all feel it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, feel free to call up or feel free if you're listening to chime in, you know what I'm saying? Talk to me, I talk back. So real quick, I might, you know, revisit this, you know what I'm saying? I might come back around to this. But so today is what, December 1st, 2019? And it's like, shit, man. Like in the future, for real, like I can remember being being back in the day, just wondering like how shit is gonna be like in the 2000s and shit. You know what I'm saying? And lo and behold, I'm here. So, you know, just make your next move, your best move. You know what I'm saying? As we go into to the Roaring Twenties Part Two. So I'm eager, man. I'm looking forward to this. You know what I'm saying? I'm like prepared. You know what I'm saying? I'm just getting all my ducks in a row to just come out bigger and better, you know, for the new decade. So, you know, I'll probably maybe we'll talk back, you know, revisit this topic a little bit later. So I guess first things first, you know, I'm going to start with a little bit of sports. You know what I'm saying? I'm a sports head. My Browns, man. What the fuck, man? We was there, man. Like, we was on point. I was so pumped up going into this game. We had the Steelers, you know what I'm saying? So we made national news like 2 weeks ago. Shout outs to Myles Garrett, you know what I'm saying? But he's got to play smarter. But, you know, Myles Garrett hit the Pittsburgh dude over the head, Mason Rudolph, I believe is his name, with the damn, you know what I'm saying, with the damn helmet at the end of the game, and he got suspended. So, you know, that was 2 weeks ago, so it was a bunch of controversy and everything. And then now, you know what I'm saying, we like was, what, run three straight, and we was pumped up. I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying, we about to do this, man, get into the playoffs. Fucking wet the bed, you know what I'm saying? So Pittsburgh, they did win. So, you know, I'm not going to be a sore loser. Shout out to Pittsburgh, you know what I'm saying? I think it's the best rivalry in sports next to Baltimore, you know what I'm saying, as far as Baltimore-Pittsburgh. I think Cleveland-Pittsburgh has got more of a history than Baltimore-Pittsburgh. But we took that L, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully we'll, you know, can win out. We got to win out. That's the only way we're going to make the playoffs. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm not too tight about it because I am tight, but, you know, for all those Cowboys fans and, like, Skip Bayless and, you know, that dude, they lost. And then the Eagles, you know, they lost. So, you know, I don't feel as bad because, you know, some of the other prominent teams lost. So that's that. Shout out to my man Lamar Jackson. He beat the 49ers. He just been balling out of control. Talked about him last week. He about to break Mike Vick's record, you know, rushing record for 1,000 yards in the season. So that's pretty dope. So, yeah, man, so that's that. You know what I'm saying? So it's funny, too, like with me hosting this show, this got me, you know, taken back to like my old school radio show I used to have. It was called Rap Radio. It was on another network called WTNRradio.com back in the day and when I used to do that in Williamsburg. So, you know, I'm used to this, you know what I'm saying, holding it down for the people when it's just me and the people talking. I ain't got nobody else to converse but just the people out there that's listening. So I'm glad y'all are here with me. So let me see what else, man. Shout out to my homie Bravo. You know, he had called in last week. And I think he's going to be back next week, too. So, you know, if you enjoyed that, shout out to Smooth. You know what I'm saying? We was just chopping it up. Kind of just had like a, it was just like, you know, just fellas, you know what I'm saying, up in here holding it down on real talk. And we was just going over some topics. But I wanted to like kind of double back around because, you know, my dude Bravo, the reason why I like to have him on the show is because he's like a real music dude, you know what I'm saying? So we go back and forth on different music topics and shit like that. So, you know, for all my music heads out there, we was talking about how like R&B, you know, has been making like a little comeback, you know what I'm saying? Like I've always, you know, before I was really into my rap shit the way I am, I used to really, like, really zone out to some R&B. And, you know what I'm saying? I get in touch with it every so often. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, like, I'm a 90s R&B dude. So shout out to, like, Jodeci and H-Town and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That's the shit I used to group to. But then I got respect for the oldies, like Marvin Gaye and that old shit. So anyway, we was talking about, like, the Soul Train Awards that happened, like, about 2 weeks ago or whatever. And, like, I wasn't hip. So that's when I had Bravo. I was just asking him, you know, what he thought about it. So just to run it down for anybody who didn't listen or, you know, I didn't see the Soul Train Awards, so hopefully I'm getting this right. But it was like three albums that was really talked about during the award show. So I think the one main album that won was Lizzo. And I'm just going to break it down. So it was Lizzo. Her album was called Cause I Love You. And then it was Summer Walker, whose album was called Over It. And then it was Ari Lennox, whose album was called She Butter Baby. So, you know what I'm saying, like, after the discussion that we had last week, I was like, you know what, let me get on my title and kind of just kick back and analyze these albums and, like, give you a better opinion. Because I would just have my man Bravo give his opinion, because I know he had heard the albums. So first, Lizzo. And Lizzo did win the award. I think Ari Lennox was, like, you know, tight because she thought her album should have won. And shout out to Lizzo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't hip to her. My wife put me on. I think we was watching some award show. I don't know if she was on a rap awards or some shit. She was like, oh, yeah, I kind of like Lizzo or whatever. And I was like, who is this? And I just see this big chick come on the stage. But it's cool, man. She had a lot of confidence. And I forgot. It's that one song that I hear all the time. I don't even know that. I can't even sing the hook or whatever. But so I got a chance to listen to the Lizzo album. So here's my mopings. Here's my, I guess, review on the Lizzo album. First off, I'm a little too player for the Lizzo album. What I mean by that is, like, I'm too G for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a guy. I'm a man's man. You know what I'm saying? And Lizzo's album is pretty feminine, so I can't really rock with that. But I will say that she really, you know, when you do listen to it, I guess from my point of view, I can really see how women's feelings can be. You know what I'm saying? You know how y'all get emotional, talking to the women out there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get emotional. Y'all get maybe insecure sometimes. You know, maybe when y'all getting ready to go out on a date, y'all can kind of feel like, oh, what should I wear? How do I look? And what is he thinking? Do he like me or whatever? You know what I'm saying? All shit that guys, we don't be thinking about, you know what I'm saying? We just be seeing y'all confidence, you know what I'm saying? But we don't, I guess, see that even when you like a bad chick or whatever, so to speak, how y'all can be all nervous and shit on, like, dates and hookups and all the other type of shit that relationship people do. So I think Lizzo, you know, long story short, I think she kind of captured that. But it's a little poppy, too. So I can see how the old phase, you know, might rock to it a little bit. Because it's got, like, that poppy kind of thing, pop kind of sound to it. You know what I'm saying? It's got some R&B, but it's got a lot of pop undertones or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I guess it's a good album if you're into that. You know what I'm saying? So that was that, and she won. And then the second album, this is the one Bravo was really bigging up. And it's Summer Walker, 'Cause I Love You. So, you know, I'll be on my social media shit. You know what I'm saying? Twitter is like where I like to really, you know what I'm saying, talk my shit and stuff like that. And, you know, Instagram. But when I'm on Instagram, usually in my, what I call the bunker, which is me and my fellas, and we just have our, like, chat group. And Bravo, who y'all met last week, is one of my fellas, you know, that's in there. So anyway, long story short, you know, just on social media, I've been hearing about this chick, Summer Walker. Summer Walker this. Summer Walker got anxiety. Summer Walker whatever. So I really got a chance to see how she looked. You know, a little young, slimming, you know what I'm saying? She got a little tattoos and shit. I think she got a tattoo on her face from what I seen. But I noticed she got anxiety issues, you know what I'm saying? I saw her, like, performing a couple times, and she seemed, like, very shy. She wasn't, you know, like, and when she won, another award, I don't think it was like Album of the Year or whatever, that Lizzo won. There was some other award, maybe Best New Artist or some shit. And she was like real, just like real subtle. She just came out, said like a couple words, and she was out. You know what I'm saying? So you can see how she's maybe be dealing with, like, you know, shyness or whatever, anxiety. But, you know, so I got a chance. So long story short, I got a chance to listen to her album. Once again, it's called Over It. And she got a song with Usher on there. I think they really redid one of Usher's songs or whatever. I mean, it was pretty cool. It's got a groove to it. You know what I'm saying? It's got, like, a young female swag to it. You know what I'm saying? So I can see, like, any female that's, you know, late teens, early 20s, you know what I'm saying, really vibing to this. She do got a song on there called Potential that I was kind of digging. You know what I'm saying? You know, I can kind of relate to that, like, when you see some potential in somebody, maybe if y'all, you know, the newness of a relationship, and you're like, okay, this person, you know, can be on my level. I can potentially, you know, see something with this person. So, you know, I thought it was pretty good. It was not really my flavor. But, you know, I can respect. That's the one Bravo, my homie, My Name Is Bravo, was big enough. He said that album actually should have won. And he was kind of feeling that out of all the three from his point of view. And then we got the last album, which was Ari Lennox. And that was called She Butter Baby, right? And that's the one I kind of grew to. And I fucks with her now. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of feel what she was talking about. I think she should have won. And I can see why she was tight. Like, look, like, I should have won. Like, this is all some pop shit. I'm coming with some realness, I guess. You know what I'm saying? On the R&B tip. But so just to sum up her album, once again, it's called She Butter Baby, Ari Lennox. And it's real, like, it's real neo-soul. But new wave neo-soul. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I can see, like, a lot of her songs or whatever. I can see, like, Erykah Badu singing it. But she's got, like, a youngness to her. You know, Erykah Badu, a little OG now. But, yeah, it's like a young vibe. And it's real just silky, real smooth. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to her. There's a couple joints I'm digging. She's the one album that I kept in my albums on my title. You know what I'm saying? I had to, you know, I was like, all right, once I listened to the list, I was like, all right, I don't really need this in my rotation. And I pretty much did the same thing with Summer Walker. And Ari Lennox, I'm rocking with her. So I just want to see how her career progressed now. You know what I'm saying? Because these are like, and, you know, and all of them already had albums already, but these albums will stay. All of these, the three women that I mentioned, these are all their second sophomore albums. But all had, you know, debut albums, but the sophomore albums really blew up because I didn't know neither one of them on the first go around. So, you know, it's kind of cool to see, you know, these three talented women come and kind of bring R&B back. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was just dope. You know what I'm saying? So I've been kind of seeing, you know, people grooving to the R&B tunes a little bit. You know, I'm a rap dude all day, but like I said, I respect my R&B. So speaking of R&B, I'm kind of in that zone right now. And shout out to Black. Like I said, she should be calling up in the, like, next 15 minutes. So I'm still, you know, kind of doing my, I guess, quote unquote, monologue. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kind of, you know, serving it up, getting everybody just real comfortable. And then we'll get into our topic a little bit later on in the show. So, you know, like I said, feel free. The show always sounds better. You know what I'm saying? If you want to light something up and pour up a little drink and just kick it with your boy. But anyway, so moving gears, Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm a music analyzer, you know what I'm saying, for everybody out there that's listening. You know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of, you know, it's a little, my confidence or cockiness coming through. But, I like to look at myself as a guy that I determine what's kind of hot. You know what I'm saying? So if you rock with me or know me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, yo, this is the vibe. You know, this is the vibe right here. So speaking of Beyonce, and shout out to Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? She's had a legendary, iconic career. So I can never take nothing away from Beyonce, nothing she's done. Ryan Jay-Z on top of the world. Yeah. But I don't know, man. I've been peeping her lately, and I'm just like, yo, every time I see her, I'm like, yo, is Beyonce stuck in, like, the, I don't want to say 90s, because I know she's a little younger than that to say she's stuck in the 90s. But I'm going to say, like, I think Beyonce is kind of stuck in the early 2000s. I don't know. I can just kind of say that, like, she's stuck in, like, kind of like 2003 or something like that. Like, her hairstyle, it's just her whole swag just seemed like 2003. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, yo, what's good with that? But, you know, she had a couple kids or whatever. And then, like, I always big up her sister Solange because I wasn't a fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't a fan because I felt like, you know, I'm a little, I guess, older than Solange, so to speak. So I, like, you know, I couldn't get down to her music until she got on my level. I say the same thing with Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying? Chris Brown, early Chris Brown, he was like a kid to me. I couldn't get to his. But now I fuck with Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying? He's like one of the, you know, when he is focused on his R&B, you know, he's one of the better acts out there. You know, nobody can dance like him, you know, next to Michael Jackson. But anyway, not to lose touch on what I was saying about Beyonce. So I think she's like kind of 2003, and, like, you know, with her sister coming on the scene, shout out to Solange. I just think, you know, she keep making her older sister, Beyonce, look older and older, and I'm just feeling the Solange, her whole energy, you know what I'm saying? So I just was kind of thinking about that. And lastly, while I'm on my R&B shit, Rihanna, like, yo, can we get some new Rihanna music? Like, what's really good with Rihanna? But, you know, and the difference between Rihanna and Beyonce, I always say, it seems like Rihanna just got effortless style. You know what I'm saying? I respect that. It seems like she can just throw some shit, and it just always looks good. And plus, she hasn't lost touch with the people. You know what I'm saying? You start to feel that Beyonce is just above it all. You know what I'm saying? And you never want to get above it all, because that's when you get in that Michael Jackson kind of sphere, and that's not like a good. Once you get above it all, that's when you lose touch with reality and shit start fucking up. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying she's gonna go to plastic surgery or nothing like that, but you kind of just get awkward. You know what I'm saying? Like, you forget how to talk to people, and you forget how to relate to your fans and the people that, you know, got you in the position that you're in. And that's kind of how I've been feeling about Beyonce a little bit. But Rihanna, you know, is effortless. You know what I'm saying? I know when she do some new music, it's going to pop off. You know what I'm saying? And Rihanna is dope, too, because she can go both ways. You know what I'm saying? She can do, you know, she can do the Caribbean vibe, which that's how she came out. But then she know how to do the American vibe to the fullest, and she just can't just do it effortlessly. You know what I'm saying? So looking forward to seeing that. So, you know, R&B, I think, is in a good position right now. It's a lot of good acts and a lot of just good vibes coming back to that. So, let me see here. What else we got? What else we got? So, I'm kind of – this is the chop-up, but not really the chop-up. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just trying to serve up some topics. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to give everything away for when Black get here, but I just want to keep y'all interested at the same time. So, another thing, too, that I wrote down to talk about last week, but – you know, we got into so many other things, I didn't really get into it. But anybody peep, I guess it's been on social media or whatever, but it was a Apple movie called The Banker that was supposed to drop. I think Apple Music is launching a new platform. You know, all these, like, streaming services opening platforms. So you got Netflix, you got Hulu, you got Disney, who just launched some stuff. They got some shit with Star Wars. And then now you got Apple. So Apple, I was like, Apple got a movie. They kind of put on the back burner for now. And I'm like, fuck. I was looking at the store. I'm like, who even knew that Apple made movies? You know what I'm saying? Even though they got into the whole movie business. But apparently Apple was about to launch their own streaming service as well. So they had picked up this movie to launch on their network, I guess. But it's called The Banker. You know what I'm saying? And The Banker, I was peeping. I was like, yo, where the fuck? And it was, you know, some, like, old school Black shit. You know what I'm saying? So The Banker, it's going to star when it eventually drops. Because, of course, it's going to come out sooner or later. But, you know, they just pulled it because I guess it was kind of controversial. Because basically, the main – well, first off, I'm going to tell you what it's about, Lightweight. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, I haven't seen it, but I just watched the trailer. So The Banker is about – this dude, I think in like the 50s or so to speak, 50s, 60s, and his name is Bernard Garrett, right? And he's a Black dude, entrepreneurial type dude. He can't get his, you know, he's got all types of ideas and shit like that, but he can't really get his foot in the door because of all the racist shit that's going on. So him and his homeboy, they come up with a plan like, all right, look, we want to buy some, you know, real estate. We want to buy some banks, but they ain't fucking with us because the color of my skin, which was fucked up. But it was like, yo, let me get this white dude, and we gonna front like he dude, but he really just our front man, and then we gonna be able to fucking finesse it. So that was like the play they was running. So, you know, it seemed like a very interesting story, and this is based on a true story. I think it happened in like. I forgot the city. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm not wrong. But anyway, long story short, some Me Too bullshit happened with this. And this is the Me Too bullshit. So the dude, right, the dude's name, like I said, is Bernard Garrett. That's who it's based on. And the dude, I'm going to tell you, the actor that plays it, is the dude, what's my guy's name? I can't even think of his name. But my one dude from She Hate Me, can't think of his name, Anthony Mackie. I think that's his name. Anthony Mackie plays him. Samuel L. Jackson is his older homeboy, and they run on the play on, like, how we going to get this money back in the 50s and 60s, you know what I'm saying, getting some big-time money, you know what I'm saying, real estate, banks, owning banks and shit. So anyway, and then Nia Long plays, I think, the wife of him. So anyway, his son, his real-life son, supposedly, and the dude, rest in peace to Bernard Garrett Sr., he passed. He's no longer with us. But his son is still there. His son is still alive, and his son was, like, I guess, a producer on his project. But his son supposedly from, I guess, the son got into a controversy because of the two half-sisters that he had.
So what we say Karen by today?
Motherfuckers. Oh, shit.
Hey, why the fuck you gonna keep me on mute?
And all of a sudden,
goddamn 20 goddamn minutes and shit.
Hey, everybody, I miss you guys so freaking much.
Black just kind of cut my story off. Anyway, the banger, I'll get back into that on the fucking chopper. Anyway, what's up, y'all? What's up, people? I'm just holding it down. You know what I'm saying? I'm just setting the table. You know what I'm saying?
If I'm sitting here listening to your ass talk about motherfucking Rihanna and Beyonce and shit, I'm like, any minute they're going to unmute my ass. This bitch.
Well, look,
man,
listen,
hold on. Stats I wanted to call out. Y'all know I was late, but, you know, it be like that. Man, listen, salute to everybody that's tuning in to the show. I see Canada's trying to come and take their place back. They coming up. We haven't did the top five countries that are tuning in to the show. United States is number one. United Kingdom is number two, and United Kingdom is still growing. Salute to the UK. Keep telling them, creating another friend. Australia is still number three. Canada is number four, and Italy is number five. So salute to everybody that's tuning in to the show. Man, thank you guys. You guys freaking rock, dude.
What's up, man? I'm glad y'all came through, man.
You lost Africa, but gained Canada?
Who? What happened?
I say, so you lost Africa, but you gained Canada.
Man. Well, We've been at Canada.
Canada always been strong.
Canada was number two for like a couple of years, and then
what happened
UK
to
just came up and just
what happened to our one country?
They still own there, but the other people are growing so fast. You know, we gained Australia. That's who we gained in that place. We gained Australia. Australia has actually been consistent. So, you know, whoever was listening in Cote d'Ivoire, you guys, tune in and tell more people, because Australia is really consistent with the show. So they actually knocked out Cote d'Ivoire.
Cote d'Ivoire. They got some of the most beautiful women ever.
Oh, man. So I missed the whole show last week, and I'm sitting here like, oh, man, dang, I missed the whole show. So listen, we are going to get into the topic of is being independent overrated. But I promised you guys that I would talk on this topic. I put it on Facebook and Instagram, and, you know, Instagram really just for the pictures, because when it comes to conversations, my Facebook really jumps on topics. And I had put a topic out, and I said, if your big homie was gay or bisexual and you did not know, would you take advice from them, right? And so, of course, I didn't say YX. I didn't put anything. I just put that, and I got a lot of mixed reviews. And I was actually surprised that I got the mixed reviews that I got, right? So, story time. I got this homie, right? And so, you know, I was going through relationship woes or whatever the case may be, and I was talking to this homie, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, the advice, you know, was, like, sound. You know, like, first it was, like, you know, hang in there, whatever. Then it kind of eased over to, you know, well, you know, just let it go. Just let it go. You don't need it. Right? Now, my big homie is a female, okay? So my big homie is a female that dresses like a female that is, you know, like, I would have never had any indications of anything. Now, as time went by, it was, you know, forget him and, you know, this distance and, you know, it went to being all of those other things. You know, because the advice was so sound, I just was like, you know, you're probably right because, you know, it's too much distance in between it, blah, blah, right? So shortly after, very recent, the friends tried me, you know, like tried to sleep with me. And so I was like, okay, so you bi? And she was like, baby, I ain't been with no man in 20 years. I was like, oh, so you gay? Okay, so I didn't know. You know, I didn't know they was gay. You know what I'm saying? I had no idea. And she was like, yeah, I mean, I don't go around advertising it. You know, I just, you know, do what I do. And so it made me start thinking, like, did you already have an ulterior motive as far as what you wanted? So you wanted to wing me in your direction? That's the thing that I want to know from men. If your homie giving you advice, And, you know, it may be women advice or whatever. What if he, like, really gay on the low and he telling you, you know, forget her and don't deal with her, but he really like you on the low ski? You know what I'm saying? I kind of felt some kind of way about that shit. My feelings was legit. I don't think I even got on social media too much that day because I was really trying to fathom how I can really, really, like, did I get played? Did I get tried?
No. Honestly, you already know how I feel about them alphabets, right? But advice is still advice for a reason. Now, me personally, you see what I'm saying? Like, look, hey, bro, look, I ain't about to even get on the phone and entertain that type of conversation. But if the advice that they're giving you is sound, it's sound for a reason. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you're in a relationship and there's a problem, the problem happened way before you got on the phone with the alphabet. Right?
Right.
Okay, so that problem was already there. It's not like the alphabet manufactured the problem for you to have. Now, the advice that they gave you, you felt it for a reason because that's how you felt. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
If you felt as if the relationship wasn't working and that somebody co-signed it, all they really did was tell you what you was thinking. You see what I'm saying? So you already know.
Kind
of,
sorta, right? Because
You already know the type of person you are. Yeah, you seen the shift. The person probably did want that coochie. Probably did want to get all up in this lovely black, right? But you still have some problems in the relationship to begin with.
Right. No. See, that's the thing. That's why I was thinking about it. Yes, it was the issues was there, right? But it wasn't no major issues. But it was something where it was, you know, she was like, oh yeah, you know, I like him, you know, I like, you know, I like, you know, what he's doing, you know, in the community, da 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 da. It went from that to easing on, like, well, you know, that distance is there, you know, there's no point to really, you know what I'm saying? It just kind of eased to the left a little bit, like, you know, like planting those seeds, like. And it wasn't, like, that's not why I, you know, threw the towel in. I threw the towel in because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, it was just, you know, it was just time.
Too much.
But the whole thought process of people that you look at like, okay, yeah, that's the homie, they going to give sound advice, and they don't really give you sound advice. They really just tell you what the fuck you want to hear. They just tell you what you think you need to hear to get what they want. So what if that's
They told you what you wanted to hear. They didn't tell you what you didn't want to hear. They told you what you wanted to hear because you was feeling that shit.
But what if you had a homeboy, right? And he giving you advice, and then you turn to find out that he, like, bisexual. A lot of people, when I put the comment up, men just automatically like, you can't be my big homie and you gay and give me advice. You know what I'm saying? It's just not going to happen.
First of all, we ain't
gonna
be on the phone.
Like, advice is advice. You know what I'm saying? Regardless if they gay or whatever.
Advice is advice. I get that, but I ain't about to be on the phone with a motherfucker talking about you my big homie. First of all, when it comes down to relationships, I don't put nobody in my relationship as far as a male is concerned, and I don't put nobody in my relationship as far as a female is concerned.
You talk to me.
I'm doing my shit on my own. Yeah, I talk to you, but I don't ask for your advice.
No.
The same shit. I'm going to give it to you anyway, so it don't matter.
How many times have I listened to you, though?
I mean, 12 kids later, obviously none.
Exactly.
You give advice, but you don't take advice. What the fuck is that? You know, all right.
Yeah,
that ain't gonna stop me from telling you. Maybe one day you'll say Black World's right. So
no, cause like when me and Mo ain't never been on the phone, right? But the majority of the time when I'm on the phone with somebody, I'm quiet. All I do is listen. People call me so that they can just fuck around and just tell me their problems, and then I give them fucking advice. I listen. That's it. I let you talk. And then I might say some shit, but at the majority of the conversation, I'm listening. But when it comes down to my personal problems and some shit like that, like, no. I don't do that. I'll tell you about who I fucked or some shit, like, yeah, man, I fucked up. blah, blah, that. But the extension of a relationship, like, nah, that's not me.
But look, let me ask you this question, Black. So the question I have for you is two questions, right? First part is what makes her your big homie, right? Because, you know, when you say big homie, that means you gave him like a you gave him a title, you know what I'm saying? Like, wow. Like,
right, this is somebody I look up to that's grounded. She doing way more than me. She's 100%. She ain't faking it out here in public and then somebody else in private. She like me like we don't really like the deal. I'm a people's person. So you talk to me, I'm super bubbly. I got so much energy. But in order to be this person, I have to be to myself. At home, I like to be by myself with my children. You know what I'm saying? And she the same way. So I've been knowing her for a while. You know, she's solid, but the thing is that, you know, people have lives, and you're not going to know everything about a person, period. You're not going to know mm-hmm. everything about a person. Yeah. I never knew she was gay. It was always awesome.
You never got those vibes?
Hell no. Man, my gaydar are good. You better ask. My gaydar are good.
Apparently not.
Like, is she a film? So she don't act. She don't act like it. She don't, you know, just come. Girl, what you doing? What you up to? You okay? We getting to this money. We getting to, like, she's a, you know, business consultant.
Okay. But now the second part of my question was, okay, so that's why she's a big homie. The second part of my question was, so how did she try to finesse it? Like, how did you figure out that she was coming on to you? Like, what did she do?
She made that very blunt. But, I like you, and I want you, and I'm going to have you. She was like, out of nowhere, so she knew, you know, that the situation was done, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. And everybody know that I'm single and I'm not, you know, dealing with nobody right now. I made it very, very much known. And so she was like, I see your little post. I see you doing your thing. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, it was a picture that you put up, and I didn't get that picture. Can you send it to me? And I said, huh? And she was like, can you send that picture to me? And I was like, in my head, I had sent it to her, but I didn't think about it. So she was like, hey, it was one more. I need that one too. And so now I'm like, why is she asking me to send her pictures of me and she right here on my account? Like, something was fishy about the shit to me. So I was like, so I asked her, I was like, why are you asking me to send you these pictures? And, you know, you could just go back through. She was like, one, I didn't want to go back through, and two, I wanted you to give them to me. And I said, okay, you know, no problem at all. There you go. I kept moving. I didn't think nothing of it, right? And so then she was like, hey, you know, what you doing this weekend? And, of course, you know, y'all know I was doing this moving thing or whatever. So I was like, you know, I'm doing this whole, you know, moving situation or whatever. So she was like, after that, you want me to come give you a massage? Now, at this moment, right, this conversation – ding, 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 it's going up. Okay, so you offering to come give me a massage. So I was like, girl, let's go to the spa. You know what I'm saying? Like, after I move, you know what I'm saying, everything is 100. You know, we can go to the spa. She said, but you're going to need one before the spa. And I said, yeah, you know, whatever. Conversation went on. So then I was like, why the hell you want to come massage me? Because now my radar is up, and now I'm like, wait a minute, where did it come from and all of the above? And she was like, man, listen. She said, there's no point of playing with me. You ain't stupid. You ain't done.
Damn.
So what you going to do?
Yeah.
And I'm like, just like that, and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not stupid, I'm not done, so what am I going to do? I repeated it because it was like, did she just say that to me? You know what I'm saying? But she said that to me. So, you know, it went. I was like, wait a minute. Like, you the homie. And, okay, I got this thing. If you my friend, I cannot sleep with you. Period. Men, too. If you my friend, if I put you in that friend space, I can't sleep with you. And that go for women, too. Like, I've never had a woman that I'm like, okay, this is my homegirl right here, and we sleeping together, like, all the time. If I'm sleeping with you, I'm like, that's bae. You know what I'm saying? So, you in big homie status, I won't feel comfortable with sleeping with her. She's attractive as hell. But I wouldn't feel comfortable. And then here's the thing. She walk around in heels, next YZ, very film. But when she sent me pictures, she had on, like, the boxer briefs and the bra. And I was like,
what the fuck?
We missed. She sent you pictures?
Well, yeah, and.
Oh, okay, hold on, bitch. I missed this conversation. Last week was just straight testosterone. Woo, messaging on this bitch today.
Yeah, I'm glad.
So why did she send you pictures though?
Because listen, when she was asking me to send her pictures, she said, "I said, well, you could have went back and found the pictures. She said, I want them to come from you."
Uh-huh.
And then she sent me pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know that's why she said, you ain't stupid, you ain't crazy, you know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, wow. You know, there's somebody I've been knowing for years.
Be friends after that?
Yeah, I can, because I know I'm not going to cross that line. I'm not going to cross that line. You're so stupid. I'm not going to cross that line whatsoever. But most importantly, in my head, though, I can only help but think, like, did this motherfucker strategically, did she strategically, you know, try to plant some seeds just because or whatever, you know, like, in my head, that's definitely, you know, where I was, but... You know, I mean, y'all say advice is advice, so it is what it is. But I really, really was wondering, like, did she strategically set my ass up?
Did she set you up? No, she didn't set you up because you was already having them problems. But did she tell you what you did she tell you what you wanted to hear? Of course she did. I mean, fuck, it is what it is.
Yeah, but like she just went for it. You know, she saw her.
For her own personal gain.
She was just like, you know,
and then first of all, you put her in the friend zone. She didn't say, hey, this put me in the friend zone. You put her in the friend zone.
That's why we're having this conversation. Because I'm working on a lot of me, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, I keep hearing people, I hear women. Y'all always hear me say, okay, yeah, I am an alpha female because I've had to be. But, baby, I am not equal to a man. If the right man come along and show me that he can lead me, man, take these rings, okay? Is being independent overrated? Hell yes, okay? I don't want to be the leader of the pack. I want to be able to go get my money. I don't care if it comes to me making more money than you. Now, let me explain this. While I say that, the gap can't be too big now. You're not finna just be sitting at home and I'm taking care of you or working for my business and I'm taking care of you, and then, you know, we go for it. No, you're not gonna marry J. Blige me. You're not gonna Wendy Williams me. None of that shit. I need you to have your own goals, your own career, your own everything, and we come together in the middle. If so happen that I make more money than you, okay, it's okay, but you got your own thing going on. You providing for the house, you provide for the kids, you making sure everything good. Fuck this independent shit. I don't know who the fuck told these dizzy bitches to go march for equal. We not equal to a man, okay? Look at men trying to be women. It's so fucked up. Y'all go out here and march for equal rights and not men trying to be women. They like, well, okay, well, y'all don't want this. Yeah, we want it. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen. I'm so ready to submit to the right person. Like, I don't want to be... Fuck this independent shit, okay? This shit sucks when you got to pay all your bills. You got to figure everything out on your own. When you're going through something, you're going through the shit by your goddamn self. It's one thing to have your own everything, okay? Granted, listen, I done got it, lost it, got it 10,000 times and got it again. That's just me. Anybody know me know I'm a bona fide hustler, okay? But the fact of the matter is that this independent shit is overrated. It's overrated. Y'all can have it. I don't know who, listen, if you want an independent woman, don't come to me. Listen, I had a conversation with somebody the other day. And so, you know, I realized something out of this conversation. Me being the independent woman I am, it was a piece of me before. A man can be like, well, yeah, you know, I'm going through a little something right now. You know, my car broke down, but I'm finna get it fixed. Or, you know what, I'm over here. I got a car. I got a job, but I'm over here with my folks for right now. You know, me and my girl split up. And as a woman, being so super independent, you like, oh, shit, that's nothing. That's minute. You know, you don't need your own place because we're going to live together, you know, if we kick it. You know what I'm saying? Or you the car, now, I always be like, you got to have your own goddamn car. I ain't going to lie. But it just be certain things that women are willing to accept, right? So I just said, and I told y'all this, I swear to God, listen, I'm matching their energy. So whatever they tell me, that's what I'm going to tell them. So I'm having a conversation with this brother. He goes, well, I'm staying with somebody. I just got here, and I don't, you know, have my car in the shop, you know. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's cool. That's real cool because, yeah, you know, I got my situation going on and da-da-da. You need help, I need help, okay? And guess what? His whole attitude changed in the middle of that conversation. And that's how I'm going to treat everybody. Because when you sitting out here saying with your chest out, being independent, oh, I got this, I got that, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Guess what happened? You attracting the wrong type of man. You attracting a man that needs you. I don't want nobody to need me.
Because you put it out there like that. That's a
I don't want nobody to need me. Whenever you tell me your life fucked up, I'm going to tell you what's wrong with mine, okay? But you tell me what you ain't got, I'm going to tell you what I ain't got. Straight up, I'm trying to get away from attracting these motherfuckers that feel like they finna come up off of me. I'm not one of those women that you can just sleep with and I'm gonna fall in love with you. That is not me. That's not me. Like, I'm so emotionally detached that it's utterly ridiculous. You can keep your penis. What can you bring to this table? So when you tell me what you ain't got, I'm going to sit down and tell you all my problems, too. I had to learn that because being an independent woman, I kept attracting needy people. Period. You're going to attract needy people, whether they need a little, whether they need a lot. But
you can't put
needy,
your shit out there like that, your business out there like that. Because you will attract certain people. People will pick up on
needy
it.
People. Not affectionate needy. Financially needy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, she's going to come up, so I'm going to attach myself to her. No.
I'm going to run this game. Yeah, that's what happens.
I don't like it. And I don't cuss that much, but I'm over it. Man, I'm matching your energy. You talk to me and tell me what's wrong with your life, I'm going to tell you what's wrong with mine. Guess what? I got way too much going on, and I got two children that I take care of. You know what I'm saying? I got to take care of these two children, and I don't get no support for the last one at all. So trust and believe you me. No. Listen, I wish I would.
Whoa.
Take care of a grown man, and I got children that I need to take care of. Like, I don't like this new set of men they got out here. You shouldn't look at me for nothing. You shouldn't ask me for nothing. And I'm back to the old me mentally thinking, because it's like, okay, I'm finna hang up this independent hat, right? And I'm finna grab this submissive hat. I ain't got nothing. I ain't spending nothing. My goals and my dreams, I'm keeping them shits to myself. If you don't see me on social media where I'm doing something, you'll never know what the fuck I'm doing unless it's already out. You're not going to know what I got planned. I'm over this independent shit. I want y'all needy mugs to go find these independent women that want y'all there just to have some penis. Listen, I don't need penis to survive. I've proven that to myself. So, the wrong one. I think it's overrated. What y'all think? Y'all think it's overrated for the independent? Would y'all rather have an independent woman or a submissive woman that, you know, you can take control and do your thing with?
Well, first of all, I don't know what type of person.
You go first.
I don't know what type of person y'all expect a motherfucker to be. This how this is. I like a strong bitch because I like to break a strong bitch. Simple as that. I don't really need a bitch to come in all humble and shit because I'm a humble ass anyway. But I like motivation. I like drive. I like income potential. If I fuck with a bitch and I see that she has potential, you know what I'm saying? I like to diet, if that makes any sense. If you're the type of person to where you have so much fucking potential or some shit, you might be lacking the drive, but you have, you know what I'm saying, you have the plan and shit. Like, yeah, I like that. Because I'll give you the drive that you need. You see what I'm saying? I like to see shit grow. I like to see shit flourish. So an independent bitch, it really don't mean shit to me. You can be independent. You can be self-sufficient. Hell, you can be reliant. It don't really fucking matter. But if you're the type of person to keep talking and not listening, I mean, I'll give you the dick, but that's as far as it goes.
You laid it out there pretty good, man. I do agree. I agree with what Smooth said. So to answer the question, getting back to the question, is being an independent woman played out? Nah, I would say it's not played out, but the man, he got to step up. And like Smooth said, it's guidance, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you're a strong man, you should be able to lead your family and relationships, I feel. You know what I'm saying? That's just in me. I can't speak for all men, but I speak for myself. And independent woman should never be played out. You know what I'm saying? If she's getting it, I don't want to say, nah, don't get it. You know what I'm saying? But if we're going to come together, I'm like Smooth said, I'm going to help guide it. Or even, you know, if I see you got potential, I'm going to help water that plant so it can flourish. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, but I just think, but an independent woman is going to need a man that's going to be strong, you know what I'm saying, and knows how to lead, you know what I'm saying? And that's the same thing. And y'all probably like, and especially Black, I know you always sound like I was a pimp in my other lifetime or whatever the case may be, but if you, it's a lot of stuff to learn, because not necessarily, you know, when you're on some pimp shit, you trying to like have her sleep with men and get all her money and just have her and just be pimping her out. You know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily that, but it's, if you look at the pimp shit, that's what he really is. He's a manager. You know what I'm saying? The woman is making all the money. You know what I'm saying? But the pimp is just guiding her, putting in the right positions so they can flourish. You know what I'm saying? So I take maybe like different inspiration from that in a way. You know what I'm saying? Not, you know, like the guidance part, you know what I'm saying? So if I see a potential, like, you know, hashtag happily married man, but, you know, it wouldn't matter who I'm with, because I know what I bring to the table. I know I'm a bona fide hustler. You know, I'm going to figure out a way to make a way no matter what, you know what I'm saying? And I can adapt to pretty much any situation, you know what I'm saying? And my personality can adapt to your personality. So I just see what your strengths are. I like to study what people is into and they like, and then if it, you know what I'm saying, and then if we can vibe, I can vibe on that level with you. So I definitely don't think it's overrated. But men, through trichnology, this is what happened. See, you know, through the drug era and all that shit, got us all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And because you know, you look at a lot of the white households, you know, they have the father figures in the homes. Us as Black men, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to change the narrative now, but we're coming off 20 years where that wasn't the case. You know what I'm saying? So now
you're coming off 50 years. 20 yeah. years would be the 80s. Right? 20 years would be the 90s, nigga.
Yeah,
the 80s
right,
was 30
yeah.
years ago. So
we're
going off
to be 2020. Yeah, you know. So
right.
So, but I think now, you know, we're waking up. You know what I'm saying? Again. So, like I said, and that's why I like to holler at cats like Smooth and other cats that I see doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Because it comes back to, we as Black men, you got to get back to ownership, good credit, stocks. You know what I'm saying? You gotta, you know, we in America, so to compete, you gotta compete with these white folks at their own game, because this is the game. You know what I'm saying? This is what the fuck they created over here in this country, and if you're gonna compete, you gotta know the game. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's kind of getting back to that. But no, I mean, like, if you got an independent woman that's getting it, you don't want to let your insecurities try to fucking block her blessings and shit because you jealous. That's some bullshit. You know, I want her to flourish. You know what I'm
saying?
Man,
listen, I just had somebody tell me that because I do what I do, because I'm modeling or whatever, that I have to be, if I'm with an alpha male, I can't be posting all these pictures. It'll only be two pictures a month, that's it. You know, men can't really stand somebody gawking over their woman. And I said right then and there, okay, that's it. Because at the end of the day, I know that they're out there. Especially, I ain't doing nothing. I ain't sleeping with nobody. I ain't doing nothing. Now, I've always been fair to the game of what I've been doing. So you can't handle pictures, then you can't handle me because I'm very bubbly. And then when we go out, I done had somebody go out and absolutely flip the script and lose their damn mind because people, you know, was coming up to me and saying stuff to me. And that was a turnoff to me. So at the end of the day, you got a lot of men that's not, they're not going to stop you from chasing the bag, but they're going to become dependent. And so I'm going into this new era of myself, you know what I'm saying, walking into my passion and what I'm doing. I can't deal with a man that's not secure. Period.
Yeah. Definitely.
Listen, there's a misconception going on between the word alpha. Okay, a lot of motherfuckers start to use alpha male shit. alpha female. And a lot of motherfuckers don't understand. There's a lot of people saying they're alphas, but they're actually doing beta shit. Okay, so until we actually figure out what's the definition of an alpha male or the alpha female, you see what I'm saying? Motherfuckers would be like, yeah, yeah, just because you're controlling don't make you a fucking alpha. You see what I'm saying? Like, hey, I'm an alpha male, so the alpha male shit, we're going to do 2 pitches a week. All right, nigga, you sound like a bitch to me. But that's just my perception.
We're going to do 2 pitches a week. What you mean? What? So, telling her she only can do
black,
post 2 pitches?
No, the just said that, like, the nigga was supposed to be, like, you know, 2 pitches a week or a month or whatever the fuck that shit was. But my perception and his perception are two totally different things. This nigga can actually think he's alpha male. Me personally, I'm like, yeah. You doing beta shit though. You see what I'm saying?
Right. So like, you should be okay with your chick getting attention. And that's the whole point. Like,
No.
You should be okay with it.
That's just the perception of the female saying that. We don't know. Like, real shit, we don't know how a motherfucker feel. You can't say how a motherfucker feel. I ain't going to sit there and say that.
Once again, I think you got to adapt to the female's personality. You know what I'm saying? You got to adapt to their traits. You know what I'm saying? If you know that's
adapt.
What you're dealing with, then
no,
that's what I'm just
nigga,
saying. You got to adapt accordingly.
Gotta
adaption
means that you're fucking conforming. Motherfuckers, like,
yeah.
Niggas don't conform.
You adapt to certain situations.
Hold up.
Okay.
Like, wait a minute. Like, what you mean conform?
You adapt to the, like, what I'm saying is this. What I say when I say I can, like, I know what type of female I'm dealing with, which means that I'm not going to be, like, if I'm dealing with a certain female that I know that's what she likes, that's what she's into, I'm gonna adapt accordingly. You know, I'm still going to be me, but I'm going to adapt accordingly. That's what I'm trying to say. So you got different, you can't be the same person for each female. You can't. You just can't do it. Not for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, each female is different. You know what I'm saying? So this shit to work with this one female, you try and do it with another one, that shit is not, no. Every female is different. So that's what I mean when I say adapt.
Like, okay. How can I put this?
Go ahead.
No.
Okay. Maybe we got different philosophies.
Yeah. Like, see, you trying to finesse a bitch to pimp a bitch. Like, no. There's
no,
a difference.
I'm not saying that.
So you're trying to go on some Iceberg Slim type shit and try to change who you are to get
you know,
to get
you know that's
like,
where
no.
His head always go left, right?
Right.
I'm just sitting here listening. I'm waiting on him to say something crazy so I can get on his ass, right?
Right.
Like,
right.
You know that's where he always going with it.
No,
right, so I'm listening to the shit like,
know
no,
what I'm dealing with.
No.
Different females, you know what I'm saying? It's no, it's not
it is.
Okay, so is it something wrong with having your female that models versus having your female that's turnt, or you just want to have a female that don't do none of the above?
All three is cool with me. That's what I'm trying to tell you. All three is cool with me. All
no,
three.
No, both. Like, both. You're a female. You're a lady.
My
right.
female?
Right.
Yeah.
Say that again. So what was
yeah,
the
okay,
what,
okay.
I want to make another point to answer this question. What's
y'all
the question?
Just slinging that pussy? Giving that pussy away?
Know.
That's what you're saying?
What?
You want,
what's
you
the
want
question?
Your wife
are you okay with having a female that, A, that models but is not doing anything but she's modeling? Or B, she out here just doing what she do, you doing what you do, but y'all still in love? Or C, you want a lame chick that don't do nothing?
Now, notice
that's
the first, word, first time you said turn. You said turn, bitch. You didn't say you
okay,
were trying
turn.
To clean it up. Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is that, well, hold on. That's I like all three. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, all three.
I wouldn't marry no turd chick, most of them. You are.
All right. But you didn't say marry. You just said if I'm a B or if I'm a, you know.
If you should date for a purpose.
Nah. See, no. I'm not, no. No, I mean, my wife is my wife, but if I'm just saying, in an alternative universe, if I was single or broke up with my wife or got divorced, I'm not dating for a purpose to get married. I'm just dating, like I said, I'm adapting to what you bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? How we vibe. So each one, like what you just said, like three different females. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not going to be like, no, fuck that. I want the chick that's just in the house all the time. Or, no, you turned up. I only want to be with you. Or,
or like you battle and whatever. I like
when y'all men catch feelings and y'all fall in love.
Like,
y'all don't want y'all chick doing
see,
that.
See, unfortunately, right, by you trying to live terminology of a fucking of an iceberg slim some shit, right? By you trying to like real shit. By you trying to live the terminology of, you know what I'm saying?
What's
where is the consistency?
Consistency.
You know
what
I'm saying? Thing, like as a male, right? Let's be honest about something.
Go ahead,
as a male, especially with these new niggas, as a male, right? There's something that's lacking, and it's called consistency. You see what I'm saying? Who you are is who you are. But what you're saying is that you want to be three different trees in the same fucking field that don't work.
No, I am who
your
I
roots,
am. I'm just,
your
I'm
roots
just
is your
to,
roots,
like a,
though.
I'm like a glass of water. I'm like water. You know what I'm saying? You know how water you
oh,
can
don't
put
Bruce
in
Lee
this
me,
type
God
of container?
Don't Bruce Lee me. Bruce Lee,
that's what
I'm
trying to say.
Bruce Lee,
that's what I am.
You're by the
you know how
you're
you put the water in it becomes whatever
becomes,
the shape is?
You put it in a bowl, becomes a bowl. It can flow in
the
yeah,
hand. That's
I know
me.
The terminology, right? I've seen End of the Dragon
right.
a few thousand
that's,
times.
That's me.
No, it don't work that way. Because, unfortunately, right, every broad that you fuck with, every female that you fuck with, right, just like you want consistency, they want consistency, too. So if you got all these different bitches and they looking at you, but you changing up in front of them, you see what I'm saying? You're not consistent. You're not
I'm consistent with her. I'm consistent with her. With each female, I'm consistently consistent with each one of them. That's what I'm trying to say.
But you're not. But are you consistent with yourself?
Yeah. Cause I'm
no, you're not. Because you keep changing for who you with. You're supposed to be who
but,
you are no matter who
no,
you with.
I'm always going
to
be who
see,
I am.
See, relationships don't work if you're not true to yourself. You see what I'm saying? Like, you got to
well,
be 100% happy.
No. What I'm trying to say is I'm always going to be me, but I can just adapt to the female. That's what I'm trying to say. That's all I'm trying to say. That's it. So what I'm just trying to say is this. Like, I love my wife, right? But my wife, she brought certain things that made me want to marry her. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm still with her to this day. But what
okay.
I'm saying is when I wasn't with my wife and I was dating other females, I was dating other females that wasn't necessarily like my wife. That's what I'm trying to say. But my wife is my wife, and, I married her. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is it was a different females that had different characteristics that my wife don't. That I vibe with as well. That's what I'm trying to say, if that makes sense.
Right. So you just in it for the pussy. You want to catch another
no.
girl? No.
No.
So why was
no.
you lying to the bitches by you know what I'm saying, flim-flamming and shit? Can you lying to the bitches by not being who you are?
What do you mean? I am. This is me. That's the thing. This is who I am. This is me.
Okay,
this,
smooth.
So you just,
can you date?
The fucking community.
Yes.
That's what it is. The goddamn lizard. Camouflage.
Yes.
So smooth. Can you date a model the same way that you can date a chick that's turnt? The same way that you can date a regular chick that do nothing?
Yeah, because I'm gonna be me. You see what I'm saying? I'm still gonna be me. Like I'm consistent with who the fuck I am. So when it comes down to me, let's say I date a model, right? Bam, she out there, she getting that fucking money. All right, okay, cool. Let's say I dated a bitch who's hustling these niggas. Getting, does she have to give up some pussy? Yeah, she got to give up some pussy. She got to give up a lot of pussy.
Hold on. First one, you dating a model. What's the second scenario?
Oh, the turk bitch. The bitch that's fucking these niggas and taking their loot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so you like that's a. So, she
nigga,
banging
I'm being
up and taking
about this shit.
Okay.
I'm being honest about this shit. Like, yeah, bitch, she out there.
Okay.
Hey, nigga, somebody else's dick was in that pussy earlier today, nigga.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
that's but your
hoe. But guess
what? I didn't call the bitch a hoe.
She getting her money. A hoe is a white man's term. Like, man, if she getting her money, she getting her money. I don't have nothing against nobody doing what they got to handle their business.
Okay, but
I'd rather a female be a hoe than a female that's out here sleeping with men and absolutely getting nothing. You might as well not sleep with a man. And for the status of the men that's out here, that's why I'm not sleeping with nobody. If you ain't bringing nothing to my table, I can't do it.
Okay, yeah. But are you with her or are you just with her? So y'all just banging each other?
No,
so I'm trying
see
to figure
me
out your
and story. You different. Because I'm consistent about shit. I literally just said, hey, nigga, if she a model, cool. and she out here turning these niggas out, hey, cool. If she a fucking lame, cool. If that's my bitch, that's my bitch. We're going to ride together. We're going to get this money together. So it is what it is. It's like me, I'm different. I ain't about to fuck around and lie and be like, oh, man, like, if she just a hoe, then I'm just going to try to pimp the bitch out. Like, I tried that pimp shit in college. It didn't work out for me.
Okay. All right.
It didn't work out.
All right. Okay.
Like, nigga, I'm no different. You know what I'm saying? I let a motherfucker know, like, look, there's certain niggas that can do it, and there's certain niggas that can't. I tried. To try is to fail. I failed.
Got you. So y'all just be kicking it, and she just do what she do. Okay.
But would I date a model? Yes. Would I date a bitch who turned out? Yeah. Would I date a fucking lame? Yeah. I've done them all.
But you go, and you would be just consistently smooth. Okay. Look, so we saying the same thing in a different way.
I'm still going to be me. I ain't about to turn to make the bitch feel better. Like, no, bitch, you're going to learn how I am as a person. I'm not about to fuck around and try to make you feel better because then I won't be me. To make a motherfucker feel better means you have to change your speech pattern. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to fuck around and talk to them a certain manner. And don't get me wrong, that's what managers do. Managers fuck around, they try to figure out how to appease the employee.
Yeah, correct, right? Yeah, so you can relate to that.
But there's a difference between, because, like,
you can't talk to every single employee the same.
Right,
now you understand what I'm trying to say.
The difference between, but you need to understand what I'm saying, but the difference between an employee and your bitch is an employee, it's your job to manipulate that employee to make them feel better, to get them to do the work. You see what I'm saying?
And that don't happen in relationships?
No, in a relationship, see, when you try to manipulate somebody, when they find out you try to manipulate them, like, you're manipulating them because you're saying what you got to say to get them to do what you want them to do. But eventually, they're going to figure that shit out. You see what I'm saying? So then you're going to be like, oh, you're trying to work me. You're trying to play me. When a relationship, you got to be honest with them. There's a difference. There's a difference between being, no, but you're not being honest to an employee. You're working them. With a fucking employee, you're talking to them to get them to do something you want them to do. In a relationship, you're being honest with them. You're being blunt with them. You're telling them exactly how it is.
I think it's the same thing.
Are you a manager? No, but you're not a manager.
I have been.
And were you successful at it?
It's just not, that type of thing. That wasn't for me, but.
Anybody can be a manager, right? All they got to do is say, like, here, you're the manager. But then it's a certain people that you have to build them up to become leaders, all right?
Yes.
So, because, motherfucker, I get paid for this shit. Motherfucker, like, I'll build you up and break you down at the same time. What I need you to understand is, like, in a relationship, honesty is the best policy, even if it hurts, because honesty hurts, right? But when you're trying to
work somebody, you don't be honest with your employees.
I will lie to my employees like ain't shit wrong. I would give them a job task to do, right? And I'll tell them, because depending on their personality, I'll tell them, like, look, bro. I'll let them feel as if they the only person that can do this, knowing that's a fucking lie. You see what I'm saying? Because they need that important task. Like, fucking a boss came to me, blah, blah, blah. All right, I got this. To make them feel proud to go do the job. All right, okay, cool. But guess what? If you die tomorrow, I'll find somebody else to do the fucking job. So you ain't the only person that can do the goddamn job. So I'm lying to you. I'm working you. I'm doing whatever the fuck I got to do to get you to be productive. But in a relationship, I gotta be honest with you. I gotta tell you what it is, because if I lie to you, you figure it out. Hey, because if I lie to you, you figure it out, boy, you gonna be mad as a motherfucker. It's gonna be strife into my relationship.
Yo, we'll see. Look, so I think managing, coaching is all the same thing. It's just motivating you to be better. That's it. And I'm
managing.
And I'm being 100.
No, I didn't say coaching. I said managing and leading. There's a difference between a manager and a leader.
Anybody can be
a manager. All you got to do is just fuck around and say, hey, bro, get a manager.
But can you really lead
a motherfucker to get him to do what you need him to do?
You're going to have great coaches. You're going to have bad coaches. But I'm saying coaching, managing is motivation. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's motivation.
Managing what you have. You see what I'm saying? But I'm trying to improve you. You see what I'm saying? But to improve somebody, you have to tell them the truth. You have to be truthful with a motherfucker to improve them. So if you out here just fucking around and becoming a chameleon, telling the bitch what they got to hear or some shit, you're not improving them.
How do you? I'm encouraging them.
No,
we were just talking about the independent thing. That's how I came on. Independent things, and it's, and I said I agree with you. I was like, when you said, "Oh, guidance," and "Oh, no," if I see some stuff in you, a potential in you, then I can rock with. All I'm just trying to say is I'm adapting to that potential. That's all I'm trying to say. That's it. That's it. No point blank. No. Nothing. That's the way I could just make it just clear. I'm just adapting to your potential. That's it. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. That's it.
Tell the bitch the truth. Fuck.
But yeah, Black. So this is interesting, man. Another interesting topic, Black. Definitely.
I mean,
I'd say.
We still ain't get on to the bitch part. I mean, where old girl at?
What's up?
Y'all childish.
What's up? This is what we do. It's real talk. Shout out.
This is real talk. This is how we do. Real talk. Hey,
I don't know, but I am. You know me. I'm always open. I'm not gonna ever give up on love and be like, you know. I don't want love because it doesn't work. I just know that I'm just going to keep evolving and change the type of people that I attract and that I'm attracted to, you know. So you come and you got problems, I got problems too. And two people with a bunch of problems don't belong together. So, you know, I'm just nipping that shit in the bud. As women, we'll accept some things. So when you see a man and he's like, oh, okay, you ain't doing what I thought you was doing, and he back away, that his intentions and his motives was wrong. And that's just period.com. Unless I absolutely see that you're really, really doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, Black, you know what? I really thought you was going to get the – I thought it was going to end with you got the strap and you like – you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You just turned her out. You know what I'm saying?
No,
that's what I thought.
That's my friend.
You know,
right.
You turned out
big
homie.
That's the big homie got
Yeah, she got a big booty. She's very, very nice looking.
Yes. Come on, Black. You need to turn out the big homie.
Hey, bro, look, I'm air humping. All right, keep going. Black was giving us an inspirational sentence.
I'm changing up the way that the people that I attract. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no more settling for people.
So
like me
this
and
is, wait, hold on.
That's not what I need
it.
In my life.
I got it. Black,
and that's not
Black.
What I'm finna settle for. And it, you know, for the Black. Longest, you know, I was very, very cautious and careful about the people that I dealt with for the longest. And then you had some people that's like, oh, you know, you shallow and this is that and the other. That shit ain't about being shallow. But when it come down to it, and you need the simplest things in life, and you got to figure that on your own, and you got to get it on your own. You know, you shouldn't be sleeping with nobody, and that's just the whole point. I'm not sleeping with anybody because I don't have anybody that I feel like I can rely on. So therefore, I'm not sleeping with you. Yeah, I have people that's interested, but that's what you got to do. You got to bring it to the table. Why? Because when I jump back to my absolute peak, you know, it's certain people that's not even going to have a chance to have a conversation with me. And that's just how I was for the longest. Anybody couldn't talk to Miss Lovely Black. You know what I'm saying? And they knew that. But I was a very, very private person at that point. Like, you never knew who I was dealing with. Most of the people that I talked to in public, you either seen that they was like some cool internet people or they was, you know, a celebrity of some sort. But nobody really knew who I was talking to or who I was dealing with. And that's just how, you know, I'm getting back to that phase. Unfortunately, you just can't deal with regular men because they don't really want to do the right thing. And I want a regular man that's just stable. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if a regular man can take what I do, you know, me modeling and putting pictures up, because that's my job. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I wanted to get back into, and that's what I'm doing. I don't need a man that said, yeah, I can handle it, and then, you know, 6 months down the line, well, why are you posting so many pictures, and why are you doing this, and why are you doing that? That's a turnoff. So you not for me. You know what I'm saying? Either you can handle it or you can't. And I'm not out here sleeping with nobody. So, no, you don't get no pass to go sleep with nobody. No, it's not okay. You know what I'm saying? No, you need to do the right thing. It's just being mindful of who you choose to have around you and the energy that they have around you. What can they bring to the table? Even if it's just, you know, you can, you know, handle the bills in the house, and I take off and do my thing. You got to do something. You got to bring something to the table, and that's just it. I'm hanging up my independent hat. You know what I'm saying? I ain't with all of that. Listen, I just ain't got time for it no more. I did it. I don't care what you say. I need help. I always need help. I always need something. I'm always asking for something, and that's just how the shit go.
Let me ask you this. What you saying, all right, the whole independent thing or whatever, and I know you had the situation with your big homie, right? And she was, and y'all probably had conversations talking about relationships, you know what I'm saying? You said she gave you some advice or whatever, but you don't know how it was, like if she was just trying to come on to you. But what if she like, okay, I see that you seem like you've been tracking these type of wrong dudes, the was needy guys and stuff like that, things that you saying that you totally, you know, you ain't with that no more. You know what I'm saying? Even though you know, you're going to always remain independent because that's just in your nature, but you need a strong man or male to you know what I'm saying, to be able to help guide you or whatever. But what if big homie is just like, look, I can provide that for you, but I'm just a female. It seemed like that's what she was trying to say.
I'm not gay.
Okay. Well, I guess you answered.
I'm gay. Shit, I gotta like bitches. I gotta, you know, be able to say, okay, yeah, I want you to be with me in my life for the rest of my life. I'm dating with a purpose. You know what I'm saying? I'm dating with a purpose. I don't care what I'm doing. Listen, let me tell you something. I don't care who you see out here on this internet. I don't care who you see on this internet. Boosie did a video with his old lady. Like, Boosie put his old lady in his movie. Boosie just did a video with his old lady in his movie. Boosie showing you his old lady in some thongs like this week. You can look at Gabrielle and Dwayne Wade. Gabrielle be on vacation. She got pictures in a thong. Even as classy as Sierra is, you can see Sierra in a two-piece of her booty showing or something like that. So you're not going to tell me, and then these are all different type of women. You can look at Niecy Nash, you know what I'm saying? And Niecy Nash should put up a picture in a two-piece, you know what I'm saying, booty cheeks showing or whatever. You don't know Niecy? Yeah, Niecy Nash. She's a comedian, but she an actor, and she on Claws, and she used to be on Reno 911. That's where I originally knew of her from back in the day.
The black girl with the big old booty?
Yes. Her.
Oh,
but, I mean,
booty.
Just they can have as much class level as they want to. Like, you know, Big Booty Judy, she can go somewhere and her booty, you know, you go on vacation. Listen. Showing your body is not what everybody just got want to have something to say. But I can point out some of the top people that I know that I admire today that actually still get sexy on the gram, still do their thing, right? And they still admire. So it's all about who you are, where a person want to say something or take this for you, take that for you. You're not going to tell me that I got to settle for anything just because I model. I'm just modeling pictures. I'm not on the internet twerking. I'm not on the internet talking about sucking pee. I'm not on the internet doing none of that. I'm doing modeling. You know what I'm saying? So if you're not strong enough, then you're not in my league. You're not for me to have. You're not for me. You feel me? Smooth, I just sent you a picture of the big homie.
Hold up.
Since you asked for one.
She be wearing two pieces?
Man, Niecy Nash should put on a two-piece, yeah. She got a picture up now. She just said she was taking a social media hiatus, and she got a picture up with her two-piece on, and you see that booty. You know what I'm saying? She looking good. Now, I pay attention to shit like that now, you know. I mean, I like women, but I'm not gay. I'm not, like, finna sit down and be like, yeah, I want to be with you for the rest of my life. No, I like penis, too, now.
She's
49.
She's 49,
isn't it?
I said she's 49.
Niecy Nash is 49?
Yes, 49.
Damn. That's what's up. She looks
good. Yeah. I mean, people understand, you know, you're sexy. There's nothing wrong with being sexy. As long as you're not out here, I can sit down and talk to you about some spiritual stuff. I can sit down and talk to you about motherfucking diversifying your goddamn stuff. I can sit down and talk to you about everything. So it's not like I'm out here modeling and I don't, you know what I'm saying? You got to be able to handle that dealing with me. Or you just don't deal with me. But I'm not changing who I am for nobody. So don't come around and be like, yeah, but I like you, but I don't think, you know what I'm saying? I don't think I can deal with it. I'm finna start back fucking people up for wasting my time. You knew you couldn't deal with it from the beginning. I'm not changing my goddamn ways for you. Either you're gonna jump on board or you're gonna get the fuck from around me. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, I wanna shout you out. That photo shoot was dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, once again, like it was some really nice pictures, man. I just wanna give you props on that. Shout out.
Thank you. Next one coming up, December. I can't wait to get the next one rolling.
No doubt. You same photographer?
Yeah.
Chemistry.
I got a little chemistry, man. You know, keep that going. That's what's up.
Yeah. Same photographer, man. Coming up. Next one coming up, baby. You know, ready to do my thing. Ready for all to do what I got to do. You know, this is just work, man. You know, that's what I got to do. You know, I learned, I seen how to make the photo shoot stretch. You know what I'm saying? And get the most of it, you know, and I'm finna do it again. You feel me? So... Yeah, I mean, I'm ready. I'm working. I'm doing what I got to do. Got a couple more projects that's going to be released here in the top of December. I'm happy about that. So, you know, I got to update my website. I just really haven't had time to sit down and update the website, but the website is about to get, like, a total revamp damn near again. And, you know, kind of bring it up to date a little bit more, get some things done. So, yeah, I'm finna redo the website and just, you know, I'm just working, man. I'm just focused. And whoever, you know, come along and jump on board, you know, great. But, you know, if not, then guess what? I'm gonna do me. You know, I'm gonna just date. You know, one thing I haven't done in a while is just date. But, you know, I don't really like people energy around me. So I don't like to just date multiple people until I figure out what I'm doing. Some people say it's fun. I call it draining. Because then I got to deal with all these different energies, you know, and, you know, no. So, yeah. Be mindful of the motive of the people that's around you. You know, ladies, man, give these men these rings, man. Let these men do what they do, man. I ain't nobody got time for that.
You said ladies get these rings.
You so stupid, man. You so dumb. Smooth, leave me alone.
What's up, man? If I'm going to abuse me, nigga. Nigga, it's 9:14. Nigga, I mean, it's 9:19. That was 5 minutes ago, motherfucker. Shit.
I just seen it.
Oh, you need to read faster than me. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Man, whatever. He talking about what a picture out of the girl. I sent him that. He talking about, okay, now send me the one in the box of briefs. Man.
Like, nigga, I said where the booty at. She was sending me a regular ass picture. Like, yeah, nigga, I don't see no regular ass. I
want to
see that ass. That booty.
I don't
want to
look at her like that.
Hey, man, nobody asked you what you want to look at her like.
I'm
talking about me right now.
That's my friend.
Shout out to the big homie.
Yeah, that's your friend, not no more.
So I'm calling this episode Big Homie.
Yeah. Yeah, mama, it's my dog.
Yeah, so, you know, so we got about 4 minutes. So, you know, you want to run down, you know, I guess, the house thing.
Hey, bro, ain't you
make sure you guys follow me on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one. And on Facebook, it's SBANDDLLC on Instagram. My little page got 300 and something likes and followers on it. You know, I'm like, okay, my little page trying to come up on Facebook, you know, shoot. I remember when I had 75 for the longest, so I'm appreciative.
Check us out. You know, this is Real Adult Talk, you know what I'm saying? So you can follow us on the Twitter page as Real Adult Talk, and that's the TAWK. Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know, it's slowly growing, so shout out to that. You know what I'm saying? Me and Blackie are running that. So if you want to just see the shenanigans that we be into, you know what I'm saying, leading up to the show, definitely that's a good page to follow.
that Moby into. Moby having porn and all this kind of junk on that page. I was like, okay, Mo.
I'll be popping it off. So, you know what I'm saying? We give a shit. I keep it thorough for anybody that want to follow.
Yes, so
it's a great follow. So, shout out to that. If you want to put a face with the voice, definitely check me out on my Instagram. And that's MobiNS, MobiNS. And, of course, if you want to be on the show, holler at me, you know, talk to me. I talk back. You can email me, MobiNS@gmail.com or slide into the DM. My name is Bravo. You know what I'm saying? He'll be back on the show next week. You know what I'm saying? We're going to pop it off. And,
I will not be here
tough.
Next week. It'll all be Mo and them next week. hopefully
them.
I got a couple more weeks, and then this will be done. I've already had the conversation with them, so
okay.
I got
to
put in just for them. Yeah, I kind of really want to keep my same schedule. I just want them to allow me to, you know, get off a little bit early on Sundays because I actually have an early day. I have an early day already during the week. One of my days is an early day, and I just really want
to
take
that
day and switch it to Sundays.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a day that I work from like 1 to 8 every day, you know, because my hours change. So I just want to switch that day to Sunday, and I could do that. Man, I'd be Gucci.
Yeah, man, we'll keep this thing rolling. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do. So that's about it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what else we got. We got about 5 minutes left. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to think. So anything y'all was tripping on, you know, during the week? I ain't really getting
Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott been seen back out together, which we already knew that was coming.
Okay.
Shout out
okay.
to
yeah,
Meek Mill artist. He was basically letting them know, like, yeah, he signed a deal, but he ain't went to go get no jewelry and X, Y, and Z, and certain people had certain stuff to say. But he like, you know, he ain't went and got no jewelry and did all this
whole
extra shit because,
he just,
you know,
he
for what?
For the music.
You know, that's not what he want to do. He want to see his family straight, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so certain people had stuff to say about it. But, brother, follow your dreams.
Why is that
doing what you're
doing.
Yeah,
why is that such news? Is that just how you got to do now? As soon as you sign the deal, you got to buy like a chain or something like that. Like I thought
that's what Blueface was telling them. Like you know, you got it's a popularity contest out here. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have this and have that. But the thing is that you have men that think different ways. You know what I'm saying? Like you got men that actually think like that. They got to be this and they got to be that and you know X, Y, and Z. And you ain't got to be none of that. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is do what you got to do.
Yeah, like what the fuck, man?
You got
yeah, you go, you out here, but you got a lot of men that's faking it to making it. You know, yeah, they got these chains and all of that, and they ain't got nothing going on for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely nothing going on for themselves, but they look like they got something going on for themselves. And those are the people that be getting y'all. I don't want the man that got the name brand on. I don't want the man that's flashy. That's the one I don't want. Y'all can have him. I want the homie that's right next to him, because guess what? That's the smart one, and that's the one who really know how to save money, and that's the one who probably got the money for real, the one next to him that ain't flashy as hell. I want the ones that ain't flashy.
Yeah, no, that's what's up. So I'm trying to think, was there anything else over here? Yeah, that's pretty much it. I think I ran it down. I definitely have a whole list of topics for next week, though. You know what I'm saying? I want to check out that Queen and Slim. You know what I'm saying? Y'all seen that yet?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I might check that out this week. I don't know. See, I ain't been to the movies in forever, though. So shout out, man. Shout out to The Irishman. I watched that on Netflix. Well, I didn't watch the whole thing. I got it's like a 3.5 movie, hour movie. But shout out to Martin Scorsese, man. I'm a big fan of that dude. You know, he directed Goodfellas, Casino. But The Irishman, you know, you got Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci. And it's Scorsese, so it's just some, you know, some thorough type
Joe
shit. Pitch. Yeah, it's real thorough, you know what I'm saying? So I got to finish that up. So I'll tell you what I thought about that next week.
I'm going to tell you how it ends. Hoffa comes up missing.
Right? Yeah. Shout out to Al Pacino. He's doing a great job.
60 seconds.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no, he probably in Cuba some damn way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's in Cuba, right?
Yeah.
Fucking cement boots on.
Exactly. So it's a nice history lesson, though, you know what I'm saying, about the unions and all that shit. So interesting watch. So yeah, we got about a minute left. So man, once again,
right,
shout out
baby.
To another
well,
good show.
It was good tuning in with y'all this weekend. I will miss y'all next weekend. I will see y'all the weekend after that, though. Can't wait to see y'all the weekend after that.
We should have some real juicy shit to talk about.
And,
we need we
man,
and we're gonna need
moving
a,
and grooving.
We're gonna need a, yeah, we're gonna need a update on a big homie too. So in 2 weeks. Just so you know.
We're gonna need some
homies. It's been hot all week. And then they give me an alert not talking about it's going to be 21 degrees colder tomorrow. Out of no fucking way.
Yeah.
45 degrees tomorrow. It's been in the 60s and 70s for the last couple of days. I hate this
oh,
weather.
Shit. ATL, shout out.
Thank y'all for
all right,
tuning
y'all.
In.
Everybody,
salute.
Peace, peace.
See y'all next
weekend.
Next week. Well, more see y'all next
Global
week.
Global warming.
Peace.
Peace.